Boston's Health Policy Commission had already examined part of the controversial deal allowing Partners Healthcare to acquire South Shore.
But the deal also involves the acquisition of two hospitals north of Boston. Today, the commission decided to share their findings on that aspect of the deal with Attorney General Martha Coakley.
How many are in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, it is approved.
The commission can't block the merger, but their findings could ultimately impact the deal, which is currently under review by the state superior court. Commissioner Chair Stuart Altman.
I know many of you, several of you groups have asked to make comments, and we are more than interested in hearing them. And in particular, they will influence the discussion of how we write the summary and present it.
Reverend Burns Stanfield of the Greater Boston Interfaith Organization urged the commission to remember what he called their sacred responsibility to the people of the Commonwealth to try and control health care costs.
We need smart, thoughtful, responsible folks like yourselves. Now, I know there are also smart, thoughtful people that work for health care providers, and we need them to weigh in as well. But crucially, they represent health care providers. You represent us.
The commission's studies have focused on the potential impact of the merger on cost, quality, and access to health care. Their findings don't square with Partners' claim that it will bring health care costs down and quality up. Alan McDonald Sr., an executive vice president with Hallmark Health, which owns Lawrence Memorial Hospital in Medford and Melrose Wakefield Hospital, defended the proposed merger, saying it would allow his organization to make long-needed upgrades and improve the quality of service they provide.
We would only be able to make the investment and justify it if we had a broader network. And so the question for us was, what should that broader network be? Since Hallmark came together, we've had a substantial informal relationship with the Mass General Hospital, particularly as part of Partners. And it was the one potential partner because of existing relationships that was interested in putting the investment in.
But not everyone agrees, especially the newly formed coalition of competing hospitals, including Beth Israel, Lahey Medical, Tufts Medical, and Atrius Health, who claim the Partners deal will drive up health care costs and lead to fewer choices for consumers. David Spackman, general counsel for Lahey Health, asked the commission not to be too conservative or too careful when writing their report.
Our plea to you is to the extent to which you can think bigger, because you're it. I mean, you are the organization that the Commonwealth has created to look at these issues. And so if you're on the fence between, am I getting too broad? Am I going past the report? I would simply ask that when you are not quite certain, go broader.
The commission will submit its final recommendation to the Attorney General's office by July 21st. Edgar B. Herwick III, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.